Dan O'Tuiona from the Greens joins us regularly. He's with us once again today. Tēnā koe, Tana.
Oh, tēnā koe. Tēnā koutou.
Kia ora. The tax rollout from the Greens over the weekend, again, challenging the status quo that sees the wealthy accumulating great dollops of dosh while middle New Zealand and working class New Zealand bear the brunt of economic recession. We just touched on the latter in our headlines. What can you say to whakamana the kōrero that was shared by James and Marama over the weekend, Ewa?
If you look at the Inland Revenue report that came out, which said that there were 311 families which have $85 billion. That's what they've got. And that's more than 2.5 million people in New Zealand. So there is a massive, massive gap between the rich and poor in New Zealand, and it's just growing. And we are the only country within the OECD which doesn't have wealth tax or capital gains tax or stamp duty or a combination of a bunch of those things to actually put a lid on that as well. So our proposal is to have a wealth tax, that's focusing on 0.7% of the props of people in New Zealand, so not a large number, as well as bringing up the corporate tax back to 33%, where it was before the global economic crisis when we had the last national government as well. And using all of those kinds of things to make sure that there is a guaranteed income for people, lifting up all of our families out of poverty.
Thank you. You've made a comment on your socials about a Dunedin grandmother who maybe was a bit tongue-in-cheek, but altered some documents to say that an oil and gas conference was cancelled. I mean, some would say, well, big deal, but seemingly she's been in the firing line for what are significant charges. What do you know of this situation that you can share with our listeners, Tana?
Well, Rosemary's been a climate activist for a long time, I respect her passion a lot and her commitment to the kaupapa, because we are in the middle of a climate crisis. We've seen the floods at the beginning of the year, the intensive weather events, which look like they could be and probably will be a regular feature of our seasonal patterns. Activists are there to push the envelope to make sure that things have been heard. And she's one of those. And she's a grandmother as well. So, you know, I'm from an activist background, and I'm always here to back the activists.
What's been the focus of your mahi over the past week? What are you getting into in the weekend? How are you going to earn your bucks this week there, Mr. Tiriona?
Well, I was up at the field days, sort of hanging around, talking with different rural folks up there as well. And I took one group, it was Young Farmers for the Future. And, these guys were onto it. They recognised the situation that we're in with the climate. They understood a whole lot of these sort of issues. And I wonder if it's a generational thing. And I said that to them, because the problem is us old folks, because I'm on the fly though now. But they didn't say that. But they know what my sense is that our younger generation, they're living within the impacts of the decisions that we didn't make, the good decisions that we did not make, in terms of stabilising the climate, putting the stop to biodiversity loss, and making sure that we fix the system, overhaul the system to make sure that everybody's got enough pay on the table. All of those things.
Well, post-Parliament, you could get some work as a cow colour. I raised this issue because I was impressed with the conversation with a guy called Wayne Hall from the Weipere Trust. Very savvy horticultural efforts acknowledged in the Ahu Whenua Trophy announced last week. And do you think that as tangata whenua, we are tapping into our potential to be growers rather than pastoralists? We've got plenty of involvement in the dairy sector, Māori, but really horticulture seems like it's the most lucrative way to utilise our resources going forward. There's a global food shortage, and the provenance through Māori growing efforts would make that very appealing to international buyers. When you look at our horticultural scene, what future do you detect for tangata whenua, Tana?
I reckon there's I reckon there's going to be a massive, you know, value add in terms of people that are producing low emissions kai. You know, there's going to be a definite move towards that as well. And, you know, if we sort of position ourselves well in the horticultural industries, well, there's that as well. So I would encourage people to actually give that a bit of a look, you know. When I was walking around the field days, I was having chats with folks. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunity there as well. But, you know, but I would say, you know, let's try to work with the federal. Let's try to make sure that we do make all the right decisions, which have a generational impact. You know, we're thinking about our tamariki, we're thinking about our mokopuna. And when I talk to our Māori whānau out in the rural, Māori farmers as well, they often have that generational outlook. It's not just about them, it's about their tamariki, it's about their mokopuna. This is something that actually everybody in New Zealand should be doing, in my view, following the sorts of things that are embedded in our tikanga.
Well, some interesting thoughts raised in our conversation, as always. Wishing you well until next time. Thanks so much, Tiana.
Oh, ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, thank you. Tāna Tui Ono, a Green Party representative, you're at 603.